If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
All right, do we have a drive moment?
I mean, Glenn.
Yeah, piecing your sevens all our way, Rada. Kala skumba.
No, you explained it nicely on Andy. Say eating the exact same meal every day could make you rich.
Yeah.
In 10 years. So basically, would you do it?
Yeah.
Eating the same meal. Because obviously, we're spending money when we're eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast is always different. Sometimes you want to do English breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to have an oats.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just want to have scones and a coffee.
Yeah.
But would you eat the same type of food every day for 10 years in order for you to be rich?
So, yeah, I thought about this thing.
Yeah.
If you had asked me this question maybe 5 years ago, I'd probably say eggs. Because I used to like love eggs. And I find them easy to eat.
Sure.
Because I can even have just one egg and a slice of bread, then I'm okay. But I'm just not sure, guys. Eh? For 10 years, unless if someone is offering me 30 million rand, I'm not going to do it for free.
So this is not a competition, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm aware. Hence, I said, unless someone offers me 30 million rand.
This is the art of doing something that is good for you.
It's our art that I do.
That will benefit you. It's taken back, obviously, from a story of a lady, about a 24-year-old, who understood that if I eat the same breakfast every single day, I eat the very same thing every single day, after 10 years, I would have saved enough money that enables me to retire at 40.
So what was she eating?
She was eating an egg
and
one bread roll. Every single morning.
But is
no
this,
coffee.
Is this good for your digestive system and for your health in general?
Mm.
Just an egg and bread every day for 10 years.
She didn't
Yeah,
die.
But maybe mean you should have something easier.
That's all she ate.
Ay, man.
It's just for the morning.
It's exact same meal for breakfast every day. So you can choose a time. You can choose a lunch. You can choose a supper. As long
but
as
every morning.
There's one meal that you... You repeat.
Yeah.
One meal that you repeat.
She saved over 1.4 million
yeah.
pounds. Pounds in that. You multiply that by 23.
So my thing about it is, you know it's going to be good for you. You know that it will enable you to retire at 40. Maybe you're doing a job that you don't even like. You started accounting, you don't like it. Now you're a chartered accountant.
Let's bring it back,
and you're like, no,
let's bring it back. I see your nails are nice.
Yes.
How much do you spend on your nails?
Is that necessary?
Yeah, it is.
I think when Skumba,
I'll show you something.
I think when Skumba, you do your nails more than Komoto.
I mean, thank you.
No, I do my nails twice a month.
I also do my nails twice a month.
Oh, okay.
How much do you spend?
I spend, first set is 250 to 300, depending on what I'm doing. And then my second set is 200.
Okay, so let's say arguably you spend 500 rand a month for your nails.
Maybe
so if you don't do your nails for a year.
Yeah.
You can get 500. So
Lauma 500 to a Seville.
Yeah.
For 10 years. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Because I know.
My nails grow nice. So I wouldn't die. I would literally buy nail polish, do my own grooming, and move on.
I also used my love for coffee as an example as well.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if I was to stop drinking coffee? But I have it once a day, though, which
but
is okay.
Still,
there are some people who have like 5 times a day and they buy it.
Yeah, so but if you're buying a cortado, let's say cortado is 45 rand.
Yeah.
And you take that 45 rand every morning.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the garage.
Yeah.
It's 315 rand a week.
You put it into a piggy bank.
Mm.
By the end of
the month.
Yeah.
No. Khumutso, every month, then. Is spending 1,260 rand on coffee.
I told him without even looking at the number.
Yeah, you said over 1,000
rand. Yeah.
It's 1,260
so that's
a month.
12,000
times
rand.
That by 12. Yeah. It is 15,120 a year.
So
times that by 10. Glenn, you could save 151,200.
Yeah. I wonder.
In 10 years.
You would be one of the most wealthiest people under the sun.
But see, the
how much average?
The trick is
a week.
The trick is, Khumutso, if I decide to cut down on coffee,
yeah,
Do I save the money immediately? Mm. That's the question that you need to answer. Because you can't just say, I'll stop Gladi Bola. But you don't have a plan moving forward. I've stopped Gladi Bola because I want to save money. And you start saving.
I feel like it has to be immediate. So it has to be part of that habit.
I'll be rich.
You would be very rich. It has to be part of that habit. Because you know, every morning you're buying coffee. 288,000 skuba. almost 3 million.
Komuzo, that is nothing, eh? There's people who are spending like a million and a half.
2.8 million.
2.8 million in 10 years. You don't want it? Let's put out a challenge.
That's
Come
a house,
on.
Eh?
Let's
That's
put
a
out
house.
A decent house.
That's a beautiful
let's
house.
Let's put out a challenge.
Okay.
So you give up something for the next month and let's see. We buy piggy banks, we put it here. And we see.
Let's hear what the Kaya family is saying.
Yeah, drop us. Please drop us a voice note 0636880959. If eating the exact same meal every single day could make you rich in 10 years, would you do it?
Hell no. Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
In the meantime, if eating the exact same meal every single day could you make you rich in 10 years. English in a lot of way, but if eating the exact same meal every single day could make you rich in 10 years, would you do it? Yes. Hey, Makhalime, let's go.
10, Mistress Me.
I cannot tell. Makhalime. And not a Kuju Wuju. Redumele. I said Kuju Wuju.
Kuju Wuju.
Kuju Wuju. Wuju, make it. I would just say, yes, Len.
Anything goes.
If there's one thing that I will never compromise on to become rich is food. I think with clothes and I think with car and other areas, I would be able to do it. But when it comes to food, no, guys. No, I won't.
Hamba now, again. We are wondering about food. We pay the food in here. Okay, I pop on a stew for the rest of my life. And then we're going to have a
billion
in here. I pop on a stew for the rest of my life.
Mina, honestly, I would eat the same meal every day for 10 years. I mean, give me pasta and mint. I mean, I've been enjoying this meal since I was a kid. I would eat that every day. And with no doubt, I'd still enjoy it after 10 years.
I cut on coffee buying. Like, I love Seattle coffee. I would pass there and then buy. And I was like, okay, I'm spending a lot of money. Let me save. I stopped doing nails. I even stopped buying weaves. I'm doing, like, natural hair. I stopped a lot of things. This year, I've not even touched alcohol. But thinking is that I'm still broke as hell. I don't know what I was thinking all these years. How I was, like, getting money to do all of these things. But, yeah, good luck to everyone.
For 10 years, for Nanga Survivor, with the bread and the French.
Mm. I want to find out, how much are you saving when you're doing all this? Like, how much would you be saving? Like, in 10 years, looking at your current life right now, and what Lagu trying to say, spends like 1,000 rand on coffee.
Yeah.
Just one cup of coffee
a day.
Yeah. He will save about $1,000.
Yeah.
How much would you save when in what you are having, like your things, your nails, like your makeup, your lunch. Not lunch, you're telling, like you are buying takeaways every day.
So here's a question for you. How much would you save if Bonga 70 perfume?
Who can? I wouldn't save a lot.
Would it be a lot? It wouldn't be, because perfume lasts you, what, 6 months?
Yeah, I buy perfume twice.
Sometimes it's been a year.
Twice a year. So I'll save plus minus
15,000, 20,000.
What cologne are you using?
That's why I raised it. Because the excuse is that you only buy it twice a year. But the question is, how much do you spend? How expensive is the cologne?
About 25, 30.
No, that's way too much.
I think 8K.
No, perfumers convey one and nuggets about get 8,000. Hey. A1.
What's
he
doing?
It's only Tangna's fool.
A1. And you don't have one cologne.
Let's
you don't
try
have
to drive
set.
Range Rover.
An embo.
I think this 2015-16, there's a filling station on my way to work. Yeah. Every single day without fail, I used to stop and buy a Red Bull and a muffin. I would change maybe a muffin here and there, but Red Bull was on a daily basis. At $20, that was $6,700. The following year after that, I decided to, okay, let me join a gym. And after joining a gym, I said, I'll put the $20, exactly $20 aside every day. And I did that for 2 years. And it gave me about 15,000. It was embarrassing to say that's how much I was consuming. And that was killing me.
But have you ever wondered why all these companies, whether it's Gucci or the people who own Red Bull, that they are worth billions?
Yeah. Because of our consumption. Gugu once did a show and she was speaking about how much we are just consumers in SA. A lot of us are high consuming nation. She used a nicer term than what I'm saying now. But the fact is we are consumers.
Even during tough times.
Yeah, we consume. Yeah. We consume. That's why VAT is such a huge issue. Because we know that, one, we won't stop consuming. It means we'll just pay more.
How many billions did you spend on Black Friday?
Yes.
The weekend of Black Friday.
Two-party
system?
It was a topic for almost a month because people were withdrawing and spending the money.
Remember earlier on, I mentioned that, okay, you can cut down on all these things. Mm. But if you don't have a plan, it is pointless. Like that lady who says she cut down on coffee, she cut down on doing nails, she cut down on, she is still broke.
Yeah,
because I was the man who begged land.
Exactly.
No, at least Melo we beg. If we beg, vele, your life will continue as normal.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Get him a message from a friend. I cannot say his name. He says,
you can't say his name. No. I was busy, I'm like.
No, can. I can't say it. All right, let's go back to Take Me Home.
Will you guys? Okay, tell us. I'm just wondering.
He says, I spend 3,200 rand on whiskey.
A month.
Weekend.
No.
Yeah. I spend 12K a month on cologne.
Yo,
yes. I spend 10K on gas a week.
Why and?
I don't know.
Take me home.
Show me his question.
I don't know. Is it difficult to read his name?
No, I can't. I won't.
Oh, you know his name.
He sent me a direct message.
So he can't because whatever Saz is listening.
Yo, I will do it. Chicken salad with avo. Done.
Yo, how much
back away? 10 years. Hi, Bilenyani. For 20 years, I guess.
Oh, hi, Kangyang Lung. Kangyang Lung, same meal. Matting Dagua, Woodsing is the Uguda, and you peg up soon. As long as the Woodham Sevens in his captain in our Kangyak, I should hang Begala and Woodham be rich. If things are melancholy, 10 years meeting day one, how Kangyak.
It's a difficult one, eh?
Really?
Yeah, even if I have an option of other meals later. But in Jeponganje, I'm showing your poop and I'll say sugo. It will be a nightmare with yo nalele kanda
lele. You'll probably even start skipping the meal because you're so bored of it.
Yeah.
I'm busy put my candy castle. Yo!
No, I mean, I won't. Thank you.
I tried, you know, thinking back to pulling a burrito nitie. So I went back and I did the same. I ate burrito nitie every day for a couple of months, maybe even more. You know, could be a good 4 months or so. Asibo, panga, isi, susami, kia pi, panipen.
I did try nati yazin, ang sapuzi. But the thing is, imali akona, I say vague, I beg. You know, I don't know. Maybe I understand that's the problem with me because I don't have a discipline when it comes to saving money. But I did stop certain things, thinking, with, you know what, instead of, you know, buying 1, 2, 3, let me actually save this money. But now, I beg egg. So at the end of the day, I'm not just in fun, man.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Amoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.